I'm in Stratford-on-Avon. I'm supping on a delicious cup of tea, which to a certain extent I think has miracle healing powers because I'm already feeling a little bit better. This man flu times two that I'm calling it is lifting from my furrowed brow. I'm in the company of Luke Massey on Twitter. And of course, everybody knows Ben Reed, book pirate. How you doing, man?
Yeah, rock and roll, man.
I've come over here today. Oh, how are you doing as well?
Good, good. Cheers.
I've come over here today with a big bag of lenses, some manual lenses and some not so manual lenses, because we're looking at a set today. We're looking to see what kind of lenses will ultimately be needed for the filming of a film you may have seen hashtagged in the Twitter feeds. And I'm going to let Ben tell you a little bit about that.
Ooh, hashtag Warhouse. Website not quite working yet, warhousethemovie.com. And it's our independent feature, which we're filming, God willing, in July.
So filming in July, how long has it taken to get to this stage now?
in industry terms, a very, very short time. This is something we started kicking around in, I think me and Mr. Sizemore had a conversation on a similar level in August. Me and Luke have been talking for just a little bit after that. And we're so less than a year, which in film terms is bugger all.
What's your role?
Co-writer and producer, which means I put an original idea together for a comic ages ago. Got talking with Luke about doing something with film. We translated the idea into film. And then we sat down and wrote the script together. And I'm now also doing the what is effectively the business side, which is producing. It being an indie production, it's effectively, you wear 10 different hats, and Luke, who would on a bigger production be purely directing, probably sat with a beret on in a canvas chair somewhere, is in fact digging ditches with me as well. We're co-producing effectively, but for want of something to put on the actual line of the film, I'm producing.
Cool. So Luke, what's your history?
I worked as a cameraman for companies like BBC, then did cinematography and independent documentaries, and did a lot of editing on Final Cut, and then I made my first feature film last year called Within the Woods, and which is about bird flu and zombie bird flu, and this...
zombie birds?
No zombie birds. Budgets would not allow zombie birds. Yeah.
There's a very ill-looking parrot.
There is actually a parrot in the
dead parrot.
No, alive. But that's what we could.
An undead
parrot. And then, so Warhouse started writing with Ben from his idea, and we need to see this location today to check out the size of the lenses to make sure that it's big enough, really, because the whole film's set in one location, so it's a lot of screen time.
Have you been blogging along the way? Because I know that there was one location, so pretty ready, and then
we have done bits. There's so much going on behind the scenes, and I think there's so much of us running around like headless chickens panicking on a daily basis that it's nice for us to try and give an air of professionalism by not blogging about every single problem we have. I think now things are a little bit more firmed up, we'll definitely do a bit more. I've just started blogging again myself, and I've managed a whole two entries.
Wow. Yay.
And we're absolutely going to do something on the film site. I mean, the whole idea is that effectively we haven't got a marketing budget, it is a very, it's what you call a micro budget.
Who needs a marketing budget when you've got all your Twitter buddies?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So the idea is that we will social media it to within an inch of its life, really. Hopefully not running outstaying our welcome on that regard. But if we can show process, and sort of how we do what we do. I mean, I think I'd like to think that's of interest to people as well.
So after yourself, Luke and Mike Sizemore, who else is kind of involved on the periphery of the project?
On the periphery, who have we got? Well, we've got the actors, which is always quite handy. Yeah, absolutely. We've been blessed by the gods of cinema in that we've got Joseph Morgan, who's a very good friend of Luke's anyway, and now of mine, I suppose. Who has done various things in the past. He's done Master and Commander, he did Alexander, and he's been Tony the Psycho on Casualty for the last year. One of his proud moments. He loves the project, he got involved, and then literally I think 2 weeks after we got him. He got the lead in the ABC remake of Ben-Hur.
Wow.
Which is awesome. So he's currently in Morocco, you know, racing chariots and sword fighting and presumably having the specific colour of M&M picked out for him. He's got a shot coming when he gets back to do ours, I can tell you.
Well, you've got very nice soup on set at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. We do soup and tea. That's going to be pretty much it.
I saw kind of a mock-up of the website that's to come that Nick Butler's on.
Yeah, we've got, and how could we possibly forget, the famous at Loudmouth man, Nick Butler, who's sort of acting as sort of a consultant on the website, I think, and doing a miraculous job, I might add. He does a lot of stuff for my other business in publishing and is brilliant. So Nick's sort of in there with both feet and hands, and occasional swearing.
Could you give us a brief kind of outline of the story, or would you like to keep that under wraps?
I can give you a capsule snapshot, the sort of literally a one-liner, I suppose. Is it's a man trapped in an English country house by unknown forces and his for a period of years and his attempts to escape.
Warhouse the movie, ladies and gentlemen. Look out for the hashtag if you want to get involved in creating the buzz so that you can go down in history as saying, I remember tweeting about that one. Wow, look, they're on Warhouse 4 now.
War train.
War train. War shed.
War plane, war shed. Well, it depends on the budget, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck with it all.